It is Friday. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Thanks for joining us. You know, springtime's a great time to sell a home, and some are saying that this spring is actually the strongest seller's market they have ever seen nationally. What's the picture here in Michigan, and what's really happening here in the Lansing area in real estate? Mike Kevern is with us, sales manager, associate broker at Coldwell Banker Hubble Briarwood Realty. Mike, it is great to have you on WILS.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk. But, yeah, we are experiencing a full-fledged seller's market. We have had slight increases in home prices over the last 5 years. And right now our inventory monthly market supplies have never been so low. No. We're actually at around 1.5 months market supply. And they tell me an average month market supply is between 5 and 6. So pretty incredible stuff.
How fast are homes moving once they're listed?
Well, if they're priced right, we're having literally multiple offers within days. So 2 to 3 days, multiple offers. And, of course, that is if it's priced right. And that's generally all over the greater Lansing area.
How long have you been working in the real estate business?
30 years. I've been coming up on my 30th year just this year. So pretty great field of work to be in.
Incredible. 30. All here in the Lansing area?
Yep, all here in the Lansing area.
Mike. Yeah. And where do you sell homes specifically?
Well, it's actually a small town. So we're east of Fowlerville, west of Lake Odessa, south of Wesley, north of St. John. So all here in the Greater Lansing Association of Realtors area.
Now, compare what we're seeing now to the bubble, the pre-collapse bubble. Well, how do you compare the two?
Well, that's probably the most interesting thing. We've had seller's markets in the past. Matter of fact, I've been through about 3 very strong seller's markets. But what makes this one probably stand out is never before did we have 6 years of negative growth just prior to it. So instead of starting at even, we were actually starting at 40% lower normal prices because of the recession. And so then we have the seller's market that's been created because of that, which pretty strong stuff. We've gone up almost double-digit percentage points 3 out of the last 4 years.
Do you feel like we're in some kind of a real estate bubble once again?
Well, we're probably approaching it, but we're not there yet. To be quite honest with you, if you research this and go back to 1986, we are just reaching the highs that were right around 2005. So in almost every area, we're reaching the highs of 2005. So I don't think it's bubble time yet at all. We're just catching up to where it was 12 years ago.
So the areas here you cover in the Lansing area, what's the hottest market right now?
Well, they're all over the place. But, you know, of course, Okemos, East Lansing, your DeWitt markets, Holt, Diamonddale, Hazlitt, Grand Ledge, they're all doing very, very well. We're almost every market. I would say every market is approaching their highs of 2005.
Mike Kevern with us, sales manager, associate broker at Coldwell Banker Hubble Briarwood Realty. Now, when it comes to, you say if it's priced right, how are you determining that?
Well, of course, get yourself a professional realtor. Look at the comparables, the home comparables and prices in the last 3 months. Make sure you know what you got. The home will have to appraise, of course, to get the financing, and mark and price it accordingly. There's several reasons for this kind of this boom we're dealing with, but one of the reasons is the homeowner now has their equity back. So because they have their equity back that they lost about 10 years ago and they've been hanging on to this, they now have equity to go buy the next house. So that's kind of a cool thing because now we're getting 2, 3, 4, 5 domino homes in a row because there's actually equity into their houses that they're selling.
So homes that you're selling now, are they at the same price that they were at in 2006, 2005, or higher?
Exactly. Yep. Statistics are showing we have just hit those highs. After falling close to 35 to 40%, we are back to exactly where we were 10 years ago.
In terms of financing homes, how different is that now as compared to before?
Well, we've loosened up. When the banks, appraisers, and area businessmen see that we are in a market that is appreciating, they're much more likely to lend money. Simple as that. As the opposite 8 years ago when we were in a depreciating market. Things were pretty tight. So we do see things loosening up a bit.
Yeah. In terms of the number of listings, where are we right now?
Believe it or not, we're at a low of like 1,400 listings in the greater Lansing area. We usually carry closer to 3,000.
Amazing. And you, how,
it is.
How do you explain that?
Well, you know, there's several reasons. Of course, seller's market. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. The baby boomers are now getting to an age that, hey, let's buy a house. They're in their 20s. They're in their low 30s. And they are the kids of the, you know, the generation that I'm in.
Yeah. The baby boomers, you're talking about the millennials.
The millennials, yes, right. I'm sorry. So the millennials are getting to that age that, hey, it's time to buy a house. They're kind of like the largest section out there. They're starting to have children, 27 to 34 years old. They're buying nice first-time home, and they're getting support from their parents, the baby boomers like me. That starts that chain that you have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 homes in a row going up. Interest rates still really incredibly low, 4% or just above that. Mm-hmm. We also did not build any homes in the last 10 years because everybody was a little skittish in the market. When you don't build many homes in 10 years, you now have a pent-up supply and no inventory of all those people that would have bought a new home during that time period.
Hmm. How much of a push are you seeing here in Lansing for new home construction then?
As far as new home construction?
Yeah.
Do you want to know, like, middle of the road?
In terms of demand, I mean, is it something...
They're looking for the first time in 10 years. They're looking for new construction in every available market. The markets differ. They start at around 150, go on up from there. But new homes are now an option. They didn't used to be because now builders and developers are out there and are actually putting stick-built homes up.
Mike Kevin with us, Coldwell Banker, Hubble Briarwood Realty. How long have you been with that firm?
Well, I'm lucky enough that I was with Briarwood Realty and Coldwell Banker Hubble and Briarwood Realty that was owned by Bill McLeod. They saw when the bad times were coming about 9 years ago, and they merged. So we merged the number one company with the number two company and then came up with Coldwell Banker Hubble Briarwood. So I've been with us 9 years, Briarwood about 10 years prior to that, and then Westdale Better Homes and Gardens 10 years prior to that.
Are you seeing a lot of new realtors out there, too, now? Or?
Yeah, well, you know, that's interesting, too. The statistics at the Board of Realtors, we were 1,800 realtor strongs and affiliates 10 years ago. We dropped down to 750. So we lost probably 60% of our agents during this tough time. We are starting to go back up, and I think we're right around 1,000. Mm-hmm. Agents and affiliates with the Board of Realtors right now. So we're kind of making our move up there as well.
Yeah, is this a good time to pursue that career, you think?
I certainly do. Like I said, we have room to grow. We have a market. It's a beautiful business to be in. And to be quite honest with you, there's always room for people that will service their clients and customers.
Yeah. Like how many homes would you say you're selling a month right now or a week or so?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Well, I do a lot more managing and recruiting now, but I'm still selling and closing my 30 to 40 homes a year.
No, really? So you're actually recruiting locally? You're looking to get more realtors at the firm?
Absolutely. Hmm. I interview agents every day. It's a wonderful thing. We do the training here, and, you know, I tell them the way it is, and if it's the right field for someone that's got a lot of energy, a lot of service qualities, then it's something they can look into.
Now, you say the interest rates are low. How much of a factor is that in getting these homes sold?
Well, it's huge. We are still just above 4%. I think historically the average interest rate's between 6 and 7. Mm-hmm. If interest rates just go up 1%, which they're thinking about that happening here in the next 12 months, you've lost 20% of your home purchase power. That's pretty amazing. If you figure a $150,000 house, and if things go from 4.25% to 5.25%, you literally has just lost $30,000 in purchase power.
Wow. So do you think we're going to see potentially a whole different real estate market a year from now?
I think it will change. I don't know in what direction, but I do think it will plane out a little bit. I think we'll have more inventory. I think prices will be around that 3 to 4% per year, rather than this incredible 6 or 7 we're seeing right now. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll be a little bit healthier, maybe, as far as supply and demand will be a little bit more even.
Yeah. Do you talk to realtors from other parts of the state too, or?
Yeah, absolutely. Being a Coldwell Banker agent, I talk to agents all over the United States.
How's Lansing comparing to other parts of the state, would you say?
Well, we're all experiencing a very low inventory. However, if you look at percentages, Lansing is going up probably a little bit more than the other areas I've talked to just because we are so low. I mean, it's kind of a play on numbers, but we dropped much farther than everybody else. Yeah. So therefore, what we can increase could be a little bit more aggressive, too.
And you said sellers are getting offers within days of listing?
Within days. Yeah. You list your home, you list it competitively, you very often will be competing offers within days.
What was it like, let's say, 3-4 years ago?
You could list it competitively and, be quite honest with you, not lower it fast enough to keep up with the market decline.
Just falling down. Wow.
Yeah. One interesting factor right now in a seller's market, it is well worth your time, energy, and money to put money into your home. Because it's a seller's market, so it's a beautiful thing. You can fix your home up, and you're going to make money on it. 5 years ago, you were a little bit daring to put any money into it in fear that you would lose even more. So this is kind of a healthy thing for the whole general Greater Lansing area, is you're going to get homes that are going to be fixed up.
Really? So let's say you just spend $10,000 fixing your bathroom or kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how much more are you going to make out of that, you think, if you do
it? If you do it right and don't go overboard, right now I predict you get $2 on every $1 invested.
Wow. That's...
Which probably was the complete opposite 7 years ago, where you would probably lose $2 for every dollar you put in just because you were overdoing it.
Hmm. Since you've been through these booms and busts, are you always waiting for things to turn? Or?
Well, we've never been in a bust. We have had, Greater Lansing area that has had a significant 1% to 3% increase since 1986. One of the beautiful things about Greater Lansing, it was very steady. Steady 2-3 different, depending on the year, increase. We were very diversified in the Greater Lansing area, and life was always good. We never saw negative decreases in prices till actually 2006, and they started going down 3%. Then the next year was 8%, and then in 2008, with 20% drop. 20% drop in 2008, then another 10% in 2009. You start combining that, and oh my gosh, you know, it was a catastrophe.
Does it feel different than it did back in 2005 right now then?
Yeah, with the consumer's confidence is up. People are putting money into their homes. The homes are looking better. Agents are you know, happier. We're getting things to a win-win. It didn't used to be anybody won. Now everybody's winning. The buyers are winning. The sellers are winning. Yeah. Banks are winning. It does feel a whole lot different.
Back then, though, when we were at the bubble before the collapse, was there a feeling of just that things were completely out of control to you in any way?
You mean, have we overpriced that time period?
At that time, was it a feeling of just a mania almost?
No, not because we still lag the market in the United States. A $150,000 home, which is a nice home here in Lansing, Michigan, still would be $300,000-$500,000 in most places in the United States. Mm-hmm. So we didn't feel that bubble here. We were very fortunate that we could buy a home at that price. And then when it hit, that 150 went down to 100.
Not quite as a severe of a drop. Yeah, it makes a difference, certainly.
It did make a difference. Yeah. It did. It was still devastating, but the reality of it is we still have a beautiful, healthy market that people making a fair income can enjoy home ownership.
Well, it is a seller's market here in the Lansing area. Mike Kevern, sales manager, associate broker at Coldwell Banker Hubble Briarwood Realty. Mike, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
I tell you, I got two numbers. My office number, all 517. My office number is 706-2561. And my cell phone number is 517 also, 881-8642.
Okay, it's Mike Kevern, Coldwell Banker, Hubble Briarwood Realty. Mike, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Hey, Michael, thanks for the chance to voice my opinion. You have a great day.
A lot more to come. It is Friday. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.